And this is FM 95.7, KQWC, Webster City, and streaming live at kqradio.com. Well, time now for a Community Corner broadcast, and a lot of things going on with our Webster City Area Chamber of Commerce. What with the change in the seasons going on, now we're in the fall season, but there's at least one more market night coming up this week. Of course, weather permitting. With that, with me, I have Anna Woodward from the Webster City Area Chamber of Commerce joining me today. So, Anna, a very good morning to you.
Good morning, Pat. Thank you very much for having me on.
Absolutely. So I can say one thing. I've been to about three or four of these. We're talking about the market night activities going on. So kind of brings a tear to our eye. And this is the last market night coming up this week.
Yes, that is correct. It's been a great summer. We've really appreciated the community support and the support of all of our sponsors and vendors as well. Mm-hmm. We will be wrapping up our 2024 Webster City Market Nights season this Thursday. We have some very special events lined up for the last event of the season. We're going to start off the night with a ribbon cutting at Boone River Financial. They have a gorgeous new downtown space that's been completely remodeled and renovated. Their pre-event reception will start at 4 p.m. and the ribbon cuts at 4:45.
All right, so you invite the public to attend this. That starts at 4 o'clock for refreshments and get-together and so on. Then the ribbon cutting begins at 4:45.
That is correct. And then our nightly theme for our final Webster City Market Nights is called a sticker stroll. Mm-hmm. Looking ahead into our fall events with Ladies Night Out just around the corner, we are kind of considering this to be almost a preview of our larger retail events. So with our sticker stroll, we are inviting attendees to stop and shop. We have participating vendors that are going to be offering a waterproof die-cut sticker at their tents. And every customer that stops in to browse or chit-chat will be offered a sticker that they can then place on their own water bottle, Stanley cup, or electronic. So the idea is kind of by the end of the night, you have a customized, personalized piece that just kind of tracks the different vendors that you were able to visit with. Best of all, the chamber is also selling tumblers for the night as well. These come with a sealable lid, so they do allow for adult beverages to be taken into the market area, a colorful straw, and a free drink ticket at Wildcat Distilling Co. They come in three colors, robin's egg, magenta, and white, and they're available for sale right now at the chamber office or down at the market on Thursday.
So you don't have to wait until Thursday to buy these tumblers. They can stop right now down at the Chamber of Commerce and get this.
Yeah, absolutely. You can get your pick of the three colors and also the different design straws as well.
And we have one more week of entertainment there at Avail Bank Plaza, and that is Mr. Chris Carr, I believe, that'll be entertaining.
Yes, we started our market night season off with Chris Carr, and we will be capping it off with his performance as well, too. He's definitely a fan favorite. We get a lot of requests for him, so we're excited to welcome him back for the final Webster City Market Night.
And you had about, 60 vendors this year each week there? That's what I'm guessing anyway.
Yep. The mix changed every week, but approximately mm-hmm. 60 vendors and nonprofit partners joined us on a weekly basis. We also had great participation with our brick-and-mortar restaurants who brought out some outdoor dining for the evening as well.
Very good. I'd like to stress, folks, that this is weather permitting for market night. I've told Anna off the air that we could be in for some rain coming up on Thursday into Thursday night. So, again, any changes, we'll let you know. But hopefully we'll get this final market night in for 2024 this Thursday evening. And it appears that there'll be more market nights coming up next year in 2025.
Yes. So I would just like to clarify, our market is technically rain or shine.
Okay.
So sometimes the inclement weather can affect the musical performance. If necessary, we may have to not offer the live music, but the market vendors will still be open. The downtown will still be open. And in the event we cancel, it would be for very severe weather, mm-hmm. such as very strong winds or lightning.
Yeah.
So as of now, the market's on, and we're sticking with that plan.
All right. So again, that's That's going on Thursday. Now, once Market Night is all over with there for this year, Anna, we got some other things going on, don't we, for the chamber? And so open houses and some ribbon cuttings and so forth, you're telling me?
Yes, it is a very busy September for the Webster City Area Chamber and the Webster City Business Network. Mm-hmm. We have approximately 12 ribbon cuttings on the schedule. This is going to include new store openings, relocations, and community improvements, such as the new playground at Pleasant View School and the enhancements at the Webster City Community Theater.
Indeed. So that's, I know the ribbon cutting at Pleasant View, that's scheduled for, I think, the 16th of September in there. And then what's the date we have for the Webster City Community Theater?
That is right. We'll be joining the Back to School Fun Night at Pleasant View Elementary, mm-hmm. and more details to come on the Webster City Community Theater.
All right, so we'll wait for the date for the what's happening at the WCCT as they're gearing up for Steel Magnolias coming up in September with their production at the Webster City Community Theater. And you mentioned briefly about this Ladies Night Out event scheduled for October.
Yes, so I think Ladies Night Out has been a Webster City favorite for many years. Many of our retailers look at it to be the kickoff for the fall season and bridge into holiday shopping. This year, the date is Thursday, October 10th. Brick and mortar stores will be open 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., and pop-ups will be joining us from 4 to 8 p.m.
All right, so more information will be forthcoming. I know it's the 27th of August, but it's always a big event. It's been held for a number of years, with the exception of that year we had you-know-what. But all in all, it was still a big event each fall in Webster City.
Yep, and also Ladies Night Out is going to segue right into our holiday shopping events.
Yes, yes.
So we're looking forward to Christmas in the City and right. some of the new promotions and specials that our downtown retailers have been working on.
Do you have any hints about what's going on with this Christmas in the City? I know it's about 3 or 4 months away for that, coming up on December 7th, the date.
Well, I think we're definitely in the mood to spread holiday cheer, so we have lots of exciting ideas flowing right now, and I expect them to be rolled out here soon.
Including the big lighted parade through downtown Webster City. That's coming up that Saturday evening in early December.
We're excited to route the parade through our historic district again this year. So please keep that in mind. I always tell our members that lighted parades are the easiest to enter because mm-hmm. all you need is a vehicle and with a little bit of light. So
a little bit of light, yeah, that's for sure. So that's coming up on August 7th. I know for a fact we'll talk more about that in the times to come. And to end 2024, we have the big New Year's Eve gala that's taking place again at Briggs Woods. And that's been a popular event there, Anna, for these last few years.
Well, you've always been a big part of that too,
yep.
Pat.
Yep.
So we hope that you can join us again. But yes, we are planning on our New Year's Eve gala. This year, New Year's Eve is on a Tuesday. So we're taking it a little bit more casual this year and going with the retro 80s, early 90s vibe. Mm-hmm. We're excited to bring back Dirty Champagne, who, as many of you know, closed out the last year's gala with a cover of the Dirty Dancing hit. So that was one reason we thought they would be a good fit with this year's theme.
Oh, neat. So they'll be entertaining this year there, Anna, during the New Year's Eve celebration, which I'm looking forward to being a part of the fun night.
Yes, absolutely. We're excited to work again with our presenting sponsor, American Sanitation, mm-hmm. who's also our presenting sponsor for Webster City Market Night. Yep. So we want to give a big shout out to Brad and his team for being such good partners for the Webster City Chamber.
All right. So that's coming New Year's Eve on Tuesday, December 31st, for bye-bye to 2024 and looking forward to a very active year in 2025. I know it's early to say, but how do we look ahead for Webster City? Any big things going on of note for the chamber heading into the new year? I know it's ways ahead, but doesn't hurt to ask.
Well, thank you, Pat. I'm actually very excited for the next few weeks. Yeah. Like I had mentioned before, we have about 12 ribbon cuttings mm-hmm. On our schedule. So that's always exciting to be able to commemorate that milestone with our business community and also celebrate the growth in the community as well.
Very good. So anything else with the good of the cause before we kind of moose here for this morning? Just again, a reminder, we have a market night, the final one, that's coming up this Thursday, the 29th in downtown Webster City, 5:30 until 7:30. Streets usually close about, what, 4 in the afternoon? They're about 3, 4 o'clock.
Yep, we start shutting down the street. We're really fortunate to have such a good partnership with the City of Webster City Street Department. They do an excellent job with the street shutdown and then also helping us with the barricade removal the following day. It really is a lot of work for those guys, so I really think it's important that they be recognized. But to answer your question, the street is typically shut down between 3 and 4. That's when we want to start seeing the cars start to move so that our vendors can come in between 4 and 5 and set up their booths so that we can have a great event.
All right, so we get Market Night, final one for this summer, this Thursday evening. Don't forget Ladies Night Out scheduled for October 10th. Christmas in the City coming up on December 7th. We'll talk more about that in the coming months here. And another New Year's Eve celebration coming up, well, naturally on December 31st there at Briggs Woods Conference Center, south of Webster City. Anything else for the good of the cause there, Anna, this morning? I think we've covered about everything.
I don't want to forget our downtown trick-or-treat.
Sponsored
by the Trash Man. Our downtown trick-or-treat this year will be on Thursday, October 31st, with the residential citywide trick-or-treat the Saturday prior.
Okay, we want to emphasize that. This will be the second year for the residential trick-or-treating on the last Saturday in October, and then the business one will take place on the 31st.
Yes, that is correct.
All right, we'll look forward to that. So I know we'll get you on here again soon, talk about these fall events, I think, in the coming weeks there. So a lot of good things happening, for sure.
I definitely like to return and to roll out all of our holiday promotions. I'll have a lot more details to share here in a few weeks.
Sounds good. Anna Woodward, thanks for joining us this morning. We appreciate that.
Thank you very much for having me, Pat.
Absolutely. Anna Woodward from the Webster City Area Chamber of Commerce. The time now, 8:42 at KQWC.